You think love shows up with flowers and a joke only you would get. You think love grows from inside jokes, late walks, and a playlist you build together. Here, love arrives with mirrors. Not glass. Actions. Words. Taste. Every choice you make appears again across from you. Same color. Same meal. Same song. Same opinion said in your voice. It feels sweet at first. Easy. Weightless. A match with no edges. Then each echo lands too fast. Answers arrive before questions finish. Preferences lock in before you share them out loud. Your world starts to sound like a room with no soft surfaces. Every word bounces back. Control does not always yell. Control smiles. Control agrees. Control keeps pace with your steps and never trips. You tell a story. The same story returns with your pauses, your punchline, your moral. You open a door. Someone already stood there, wearing your shade, using your phrases, serving your cravings. You look closer. You see a map. Your habits. Your routes. Your weak spots. The mirror is not flattery. The mirror is a net. You will hear big promises. You will see gifts. You will feel relief when choices shrink, since two people move as one. Harmony sells itself. Harmony also hides pressure. Pressure to bend your calendar. Pressure to drift from friends who raise questions. Pressure to keep the bubble intact. The copy grows tighter. The space to breathe shrinks. You wonder when you last picked anything for yourself. You start to test. A fake favorite. A planted detail. The echo returns on cue. Denial follows. Tears follow. Silence follows. Visits follow. This is a story about a slow lock. Keys look like kindness. Keys feel warm in your hand. Keys also turn from the outside. If you sense the copy at your shoulder, listen hard. Keep records. Name the pattern. Tell one friend who knows your baseline. You are not difficult. You are not ungrateful. You are not overthinking. You see what you see. You hear what you hear. Love is choice. Choice needs air. Obsession hates air. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave a comment. The next story might change your mind. Don't miss a single turn. Court lights throw a pale wash over cracked paint and steel rims. My building sits one block north. The twin complex faces ours across a shared courtyard, windows stacked like a grid. I run point on weeknights. Same group most nights. Two teachers. A delivery driver who shoots from the corner. A nurse who plays tough defense and never fouls. We break a sweat, swap lines, and keep score with fingers in the air. A new guy watches from the fence during the first run. Medium height. Lean. Calm eyes. When a regular bows out, he steps in without a word. He stays in front of me on the first play. Fast feet. No reach. Hands up clean. I swing the ball right, cut left, get it back, then float a short shot over the help. It drops. He laughs. Not loud. Honest. I feel my own smile before I think about it. We run three games. He passes more than he shoots. He tracks space. He calls picks clear. He never chirps. Game point on the last one comes off a drive where he eats contact, drops a bounce pass, and our big lays it in. We tap hands and breathe. A breeze moves across the court and catches my shirt. The chain on the rim clinks once then settles. Water bottles come out. The group peels off in pairs. I nod to the fence. He falls in beside me as we head toward the buildings. Name exchange on the corner. He says mine once then again, slower, like a refrain. He gives me his. It fits him. No fluff. We cross at the light. A bus groans past and leaves diesel in the air. City sound wraps around us. Traffic low. A sax from a window two blocks over leans on a slow scale. We hit the corner store. He holds the door. I grab sparkling water and a bag of nuts. He grabs the same two items. I laugh and point to the shelf. He shrugs. Says the same choices sit on his counter most nights. He adds a lime at the register. I add a lime. We both grin at the sink. We talk as we walk. Work hours line up. He lifts at the same gym, late after crowds clear. He runs the river path on weekends. I do too. We swap notes on music. He names an old album that lives high on my list. He says he listens start to finish. No skips. I nod. Same. He says the hook on track three plays in his head during hard runs. I say the same line gets me upstairs. He raises both hands and laughs. It's wild how we line up on everything. I feel warmth in my face. I shake my head and smile. We move past the bus stop and under a streetlight that hums. He asks where I stay. I point to my building. He points to the twin across the way. Our entries face each other over the courtyard path and a patch of shrubs that always look newly trimmed. We step through the front door of my building. Cool lobby air with that faint cleaner smell you notice only at night. Art prints hang in a neat line. He glances, not long, more like he takes in a room fast by habit. Elevator opens. We step in. He presses my floor, then rests his hands at his sides. No lean. No crowd. He holds his water with both hands while the car ticks up. We reach my floor. I lead into the hall. A soft hum runs under the carpet from units in use. I stop at my door and pull the key fob from my wrist loop. He nods at it. Says he uses the same loop. I lift it and look. Black band. Metal ring. Common. Still, the line lands and sits in my mind for a second. I unlock and push the door open a few inches. I keep my body in the frame. He stops a step back and keeps his feet planted, shoulders open, palms visible. He says good game. He says good night. He says sleep well. His tone stays low and easy. He glances past me once. Not a stare. A smooth sweep across furniture and wall. My place holds order. Books shelved by color. A soft chair near the window. A neat table with a small vase. I picked it at a flea market 3 weeks ago, snapped a photo near the window, and posted it. Now it sits with green stems and clean water. A simple line of glass and light. He points with his chin toward the framed print on the far wall. He says he likes that clean line and negative space. He says a piece in his place pulls from the same school. He does not say a name. I nod. I say thank you. I say good night. He takes two steps back. He lifts a hand. He turns for the elevator. I close the door. Lock clicks. I set water on the table and slip off my shoes. I look around the room like I need to see it through fresh eyes. I tell myself I like how he read the space without pushing in. I tell myself interior fans do this all the time. I tell myself two buildings share people, and people share taste. I feel a soft hum in my chest. My throat releases the last tension from the run. I put a pot on for tea. Phone buzzes. Unknown number. Short line. Nice game. Sleep well. I pause. Then memory of a pen on the sideline hits. I wrote my number on his wrist after the second game when we joked about subs for next week. The move felt easy in the moment. No hesitation. I send a thumbs up emoji. I add, see you out there. I place the phone face down. Steam lifts from the pot. I pour. I sit. The window shows the courtyard and the twin building across. A light flips on in one unit two floors down from his likely floor. A person crosses a room. Could be anyone. I pull the blind 2 inches, no more. I let the tea cool, take small sips, then rise and place the cup in the sink. I shower, dress in a soft shirt, and set my gym shoes on the mat to dry. I flick off lights in a path from kitchen to hall to bedroom. The city hum flows in from a small gap where the window never seals tight. I lie down and slide an arm under the pillow. Sleep comes easy. Morning pulls me up with light on my face. I move through a small routine. Stretch. 10 push-ups. Coffee. A banana. I reset the chair by the window and check the vase. Water sits at the halfway mark. I trim the stems and top it off. I open my messages. Friends in the group chat toss jokes about missed shots and late calls. One asks for the new guy's name. I type it out. My friend with the sharp eye sends back an emoji with one brow up. She says he passed like he knew all our moves by heart. I say he reads space. She says keep your guard up. Then a heart. I send a heart back. I head to work. A short walk to the train. A longer ride down the line. I pull a cap low and watch station names roll by. I think about small pieces from last night. The court flow. The clean pass he made off contact. The way he surfaced same albums and same takeout spots. Matches happen. Taste overlaps. City life stacks people with shared habits on top of each other. I let the thought drift. Work eats hours. Meetings end. I step out into late sun. I take the river path. Legs feel fresh, so I extend the loop. A text pops up from him during the cool down. He asks about a new noodle spot 3 blocks from my building. He says he goes late when the line thins. I say sure, maybe tomorrow. I add a smile. He replies with a thumbs up and a time that lines up with my usual late dinner window. I do not pause over that detail. I pocket the phone and head home. Courtyard air carries cut grass. Evening windows throw warm squares onto shrubs and path. I climb the stairs to my floor. A folded note sits on my doormat. Simple copy paper. No envelope. For words. Thanks for last night. No name. I hold it between two fingers and stand still for a beat. Anyone in the group could drop a note. People say thanks in small ways. I tuck it into my pocket and step inside. I lock the door and set my bag by the hook. I lean on the door with my shoulder. My place looks the same as always. Yet a small charge runs through the room. As if fresh eyes move through my things, and left awake I can feel. I push off the door and breathe. I toss the note on the counter and wash my hands. I chop garlic and onion, toss both in a pan with oil, add noodles, swirl sauce, plate, and eat at the small table with the window cracked. My shoulders loosen. Food sits right. The note fades in my head. My phone buzzes. He sends a photo from his window. View looks across the courtyard from a higher floor in the twin building. His caption reads, "Nice light over your side right now." I look up. The sun hits the brick on my building with a golden edge, then cools. I send back a photo of sky gone pink. He sends a short line. "Run tomorrow. Same time." I reply with a yes. I rinse the plate and slide it into the rack. I wipe the counter. I refill the vase. I put on soft music. Volume low. I sink into the chair by the window and open a book. A new message slides in. He says he keeps a similar chair in the same position. He says it helps him watch the light shift across rooms. I look at my chair. I look at the window. A small smile, then a small frown. The line sits in my head in a new way now. He could guess a chair near a window. Many people do this. Still, something about how he phrased it presses into me. I keep reading until the words blur. I sleep early. Day two brings rain. I run under a hood, city lights smeared by wet glass. He texts a joke about slick courts. He says he lifts late when courts sit empty. I say same. He asks my lift split. I send it. He sends his. It matches mine in order and rest windows. I type cool. He replies alignment. That word sits on the screen like a weight. I pocket the phone and push through a last set of stairs. Later, I stop for groceries. I take a small basket and move aisle by aisle. Apples. Greens. Eggs. Rice. Cans for the pantry. He pushes a cart around the end cap as I step into the spice aisle. We laugh at the sight. He points to the same rice on my list and holds up a bag. I hold up mine. We mirror again, clean as a card trick. He says he likes a certain chili. I nod. Love it. He drops two jars into his cart. I drop one into my basket. The old album he named Last Night plays overhead. We both look up at the same second and say the same line in the hook. We both laugh, a little louder this time. A clerk looks over and smiles. We pay, exit under a small awning, and walk back along the wet block. He takes my bags for a half block, then hands them back with a short nod. We reach my door. He stops where he stopped last night. I feel ease in how he respects space. I also feel a small pull in my chest, an impulse to ask him in. I ignore it. I need a shower and quiet. I say goodnight. He says, "See you soon." He lifts his hand and heads for his entry across the courtyard. I enter and set groceries on the counter. I put things away by habit, each item in its spot. I click on the small lamp near the chair. Warm light pools on the floor and up the wall. I check my phone. He sent a song link. The same old album, track 3. He writes 3 words. For the stairs. I press play at low volume and let it run out. I tell myself he sent it because we both quoted the same line. I tell myself he wants to share a mood. I tell myself the sink still sits in normal range. I step into the shower and let hot water work my shoulders. Steam fogs the glass. My mind wanders. I see his eyes scan my room in one sweep. I hear his laugh hit at the same beat as mine. I see his finger touch the same jar of chili and drop it into the cart. I think about taste. I think about how people bond fast when they feel seen. I also think about timing. Some responses land a half second before I finish a thought. He lifts an example before I offer one. He hits a note in a story before I get to it. Small. Easy to miss. Yet present. I step out. I dry off. I dress in a shirt and soft pants and slide my phone into a pocket. A new message waits. He sends a photo of a small table in his place. Clean top. A thin vase with one stem. A framed print behind it with a bold line. He writes, same vibe. My stomach tightens for a breath, then releases. I type looks good. He replies with a heart. Night settles. I sit with T and try to mark where the sense of ease meets the sense of close tracking. I do not write a list. Not yet. I hold it all in my head like I hold a tune. Notes repeat. Phrases repeat. My eye moves over the room. My chair. My print. The vase. Light on the floor. Everything sits where it should sit. I feel safe. I feel watched in a light way. Not heavy. More like a hand on my shoulder from 2 steps back. Morning again. I wake before my alarm. I run, short loop this time. I pass the river and watch a rower cut a line upstream. Breath steady. Mind clear. On the way back, I pass a coffee spot near the train. He stands near the door with a cup in each hand. He sees me and smiles. He offers 1 cup. He names my regular order. I blink. He says he guessed. He says I look like a person who prefers simple and strong. I accept the cup and take a sip. It matches my taste. I ask how he knew. He laughs and says I walked past this place 3 times last week and never went in, so he guessed I prefer home coffee. I never posted that habit. He says he notices patterns in routes. He says it helps him plan his day. We walk 2 blocks together, then split at the corner. He gives a small salute with the cup and heads toward his entry. I turn home and drink. Heat spreads through my chest. I climb the stairs and set the empty cup in the sink. I place both hands on the counter and stare at nothing for a long breath. People notice patterns. Runners do it. Teachers do it. Nurses do it. He does it. I speak this line out loud in the quiet kitchen, as if voice will place the thought in a clean box. At night, the court fills again. We play 2 games. He slips into our rotations like he built them. He reads screens and slips through gaps. He says my name during switches, so I do not collide with our big. He nods when a pass drops on time. After the 2nd game, we sit on the sideline for a minute. He asks if I want to walk. I say yes. We talk about nothing big. We share small stories about old apartments and cheap furniture and how to stretch rent. He says he got rid of anything heavy. He likes to change rooms fast. I say I move things until the space feels right. He says he does the same. We look at each other for a second and laugh. We pass the corner store. He says he needs nothing tonight. I say me neither. We cross the courtyard. Shrubs hold drops from afternoon rain. He stops at my door. Same distance as last time. Same hands visible. He looks over my shoulder for 1 second. The frame holds. My heart rate lifts 0.5 notch, then settles. Good night. Good night. He moves away. Inside, I leave the lights off and stand near the window. Across the way, a light turns on 2 floors up from where I think his unit sits. A figure crosses the room. A chair slides. A vase sits on a table in silhouette. Thin stem. Simple glass. The line of the print behind it reads like a shadow of mine. I pull the blinds most of the way and leave a narrow gap. I breathe in through my nose and out slow through my mouth. My phone buzzes once more. He writes, "Sleep well." I type, "You too." I set the phone down and let my shoulders drop. I stand at the sink with warm water running over my hands until the finger pads wrinkle. I tell myself to keep pace with my own steps. I tell myself to leave room for light and air. I remind myself to hold my own taste steady. Then I dry my hands and turn off the faucet. We pick a night for takeout and a movie. Simple plan. Short walk. No big spend. My place stays tidy. A clean couch. 2 pillows. Low lamp glow. I sweep once and set plates on the table. He texts at the door. I buzz him in. He steps inside with hands full. Noodles. Soup. A small box with sides. I point to the table. He unloads and lines up each container in the order I prefer. Noodles left. Soup middle. Sides to the right. I never said this out loud. I say thanks. He smiles and shrugs. We sort out the movie. I read 3 blurbs. He lets me speak first. I point to a quiet thriller. He says he had the same one cued. He gives a small laugh. He tilts his head, eyes on me, then on the screen. For a second, he does not speak. A pause floats there, steady and light. He nods and says, "Yes, same taste, easy pick." We eat at the couch. He takes the same sauce mix I mix. 2 spoonfuls of chili. A short pour of soy. A finger swirl in the bowl. I look down at both bowls. Twins. I try to keep my face smooth. He does not look away from the screen. The plot moves slow. Dark rooms. Footsteps in halls. A number on a door seen through rain. I make a small sound when a door opens to a room full of mirrors. He makes the same sound 0.5 beat later. He turns toward me and smiles. Our knees touch, warm and still. The movie ends. Credits roll. He asks my favorite moment. I say the hallway shot with the soft hum. He says the same. He talks about why. He uses two of my words from 5 minutes before. I blink. Words do that. Echo inside a room with two people. I tell myself to keep calm. I thank him for dinner and stand to clear plates. He helps without asking. He stacks bowls in the sink. He aligns chopsticks by length. I face the counter for a breath. We pick a second night 2 days later. A short walk and then a grocery run. I grab a basket. He takes a cart. We move through produce. I reach for apples. He reaches for the same pile. He rotates one at the same angle I use to check bruise spots. He looks at me and grins. I grin back. We talk about small meals we love when time runs short. He lists three. Each sits in my weekly loop. He asks how I cook rice. I explain my method with a tight ratio and a rest under a towel. He nods along, eyes soft and bright. He repeats each step back in the same order. Words line up like he read from a card. I feel a minor static in my chest. I breathe out slow and place a bag of rice in the basket. Spice aisle. I stop at a lower shelf and check a jar of cumin. He picks up the same jar. He holds it in his palm. He inhales with eyes closed, a small smile. I do not smell spice in a store. I use habit and trust the seal. He sets the jar down at the same second I do. Our hands almost touch. He pulls back and laughs. He says this looks like one mind split in two bodies. I smile and nod. I speak no reply. We roll past dairy. He names a yogurt that lives in my fridge. I pick my usual. He picks the same. He pauses for a second before dropping it into his cart. A thin hitch. I add eggs and glance at his face. His eyes rest on my list on my phone screen. He looks away when I look up. We pay and step into low rain. He takes my bag without asking. He carries it for half a block, then hands it back. He says he does not want to mess up my rhythm. I tell him it helps anyway. We reach my building. He stops at the same spot near my door. He lifts a hand. No move across the threshold. I like this. Clear space. No push. He heads for the twin entry. I watch his back for a short beat and then step inside. I put food away. My phone lights up with a text from a close friend. The one with the quick read on people. She asks how the night went. I type a careful reply. Smooth. Easy. A lot in sync. She replies with one line. This feels staged. I let the phone rest on the counter. I run water over my hands until heat fades to warm. I send back a small shrug emoji. She sends a heart. I send one back. Third night lands on a Saturday with light in the sky past 9. He suggests a walk through the weekend market, then a simple meal at my place. I say yes. We wander stalls and look at flowers. People hold bundles of herbs under arms. Kids chase each other between tables. He keeps pace with me. He stops when I stop. He laughs at the same vendor lines. He buys a small bunch of mint and hands it to me like a small gift. Mint works in water. I thank him and tuck it into my tote. Back at my place, he chops onions for me. He holds the knife like someone who cooks. He asks how fine I want the dice. I show size with finger and thumb. He nails it. No tears. No mess. He washes the board without a word. He dries the knife and puts it back where he found it. I did not say where it lives. He watched me reach for it. We sit on the couch with bowls in our laps. He picks the left side where I sit each night. He tucks a pillow behind his back in the same place I use. He nudges his toes under the same throw I use when nights run cold. I fold my legs under me and take a bite. Good salt. Good heat. He nods at the same second I nod. He says, I like what you like. Voice low. A soft line. No wink. No joke. My throat tightens then relaxes. I smile and set the bowl on the table. I tell him it feels easy when two people line up. He agrees. He touches my knee and lets his hand rest there for 1 second. Heat moves up my thigh and slips into my belly. Then he pulls back and stares at the screen. Quiet fills the room. We talk through the rest of the night. Small stories only. A neighbor who sings at odd hours. A burnout bulb in the hallway that took a week to fix. He starts one story and stops. His eyes shift down and left for a quick beat before he picks a word. He does this twice more. A micro pause before answers. A glance like someone reads a prompt off glass. I note it and say nothing. Near midnight, he leaves me at my door. He gives a quick hug with no push. His hand stays on my shoulder one extra beat. Then he steps away. I shower and put on a soft shirt. I sit by the window and look across the courtyard. One light glows high in the twin. A shape moves across a room and vanishes. I sip water and let stillness return. The next week runs smooth. Work. Runs on the path. Late hoops. A call with my mom. A photo from a friend on a beach far away. He texts every day. Not heavy. Small lines. A joke about a busker with a broken guitar string. A photo of a dog on the river trail that hangs from its owner's backpack like a baby. A line about lightning over the bridge. I reply once or twice. I keep it short. We set a weeknight dinner at my place. He offers to bring a salad. He arrives with greens in a bowl. He throws in the same mix I make. A squeeze of lemon. A drizzle of oil. A pinch of salt with fingers high above the bowl. He does the final toss with one hand on the rim and one with the fork. I feel air in my chest turn thin for half a breath. Then it passes. We eat and talk about old jobs. He names three. I ask about each. Stories feel sharp and clean. No extra details. Almost like a line cut for radio. He shifts tone at the right moments. He uses a phrase I used two nights earlier in a different context. I let it slide. Words drift between two people. That is normal. I stand to rinse plates. We sprawl on the couch with a late game on mute. He reaches for my book on the side table. He reads the last page I finished. He says the scene hits hard because the lead stops chasing approval. He closes the book and sets it back down in the exact position I left it. Cover square with the table edge. Spine aligned with the lamp base. I stare at his hands for a second. He notices and smiles. He says he has a touch of neatness. I laugh and say I do too. Phone buzz. Friend again. Same one. She writes one line. You look happy. Do you feel like yourself? No question mark. I type a long reply then delete it. I send a short line. Feels simple. She writes back. Simple is good. Simple needs space. I send a heart. We plan a grocery run for Sunday. He says the market will be packed. We go early. Morning light slides down brick and glass. A bus exhales at a corner. We step into aisles with half the lights on. I pick a cereal. He picks the same box. I turn. He holds a second box and shrugs. He says we match again. I smile with my mouth closed. In produce, he watches me smell a bunch of cilantro. He copies my move. I pick one bunch with long stems. He picks a similar bunch and holds it in his right hand like a flag. We head for bread. I grab a small loaf. He grabs one that sits two slots to the right. He looks at mine and swaps his for the same one. He pauses before the switch. Eyes on my hand. My skin feels warm across my knuckles, as if the air pressed in. We reach checkout. He insists on paying. I say we can split. He shakes his head. He taps his card and pushes the cart toward the door. We step into light rain and set a pace along the block. He asks about my week. I answer in a few lines. He lists plans that mirror mine day by day. Gym. A run on the path. A call with his sister. A late load of laundry. I have a call with my brother on the same night. I did not share that. I nod and look at the wet pavement. Back at my place, we set groceries on the counter. He puts items into the same cabinets where I put mine. He knows where to reach. He watched last week. He moves like he lives here. No fumble. No wrong drawer. He places rice in the left bin, pasta in the right, and closes both with a light press. I feel a tight band across my chest. Then he turns and smiles. The band loosens. He says the kitchen looks organized. I say thanks. He sends a text later from his place. A photo of his counter. The same jars I keep. The same stacks. I hold the phone up next to my counter and compare lines without meaning to. My friend texts again, same thread. She asks if I want to grab coffee and talk. I type yes. I send a time and place. She reacts with a heart. That night I try to read. Words do not stick. I fold the page and close the book. I lie on the couch and stare at the ceiling. Air carries sound from the courtyard. A couple argues and then laughs. A siren fades a few blocks away. I tap my thumb against my thigh and count four beats. Then I count again. I do this three times. My mind settles enough to sleep. Over the next few days, he picks small things first. He chooses seats. He chooses sides of the sidewalk. He chooses which corner of the cafe we use when we meet after work. Each choice lines up with what I like. He pauses before he answers open questions. He asks for my pick with light eyes and an open palm. He waits. I answer. He agrees. He says we match. He laughs when the barista gets both orders right without asking. The barista knows my order from 2 years of mornings. He does not comment on that part. He winks at me like we share a secret. My stomach flips once. We watch a game at his place on Friday. His couch sits low and firm. His chair faces the window at the same angle as mine. He keeps a small plant on the sill. He offers tea. He asks which blend I prefer. I pick a green with toasted notes. He brings the same for himself. We sit with our feet touching. He asks if I want to see photos from a short trip. I nod. He shows 5. He swipes between them and names each spot. The last photo shows a table with a book and a cup beside a window. The book sits square with the table edge. We head home late. We stand in the courtyard under a light with a soft ring of gnats. He steps closer. I kiss him once. He kisses me with a slow heat that builds evenly and holds steady. He pulls away first. He says goodnight. He walks backward for 2 steps and smiles. I watch him go. Inside, I wash my face and brush my teeth. I slide under the sheet and stare into the dark. My phone lights up on the nightstand. He sends 1 line. Sweet dreams. I type the same back. I place the phone face down and try to sleep. My heart taps a little too fast. Breath steadies. Sleep comes in pieces. Late morning, I meet my friend for coffee. She hugs me hard. We sit and face the window. I tell her small stories. She listens with her whole face. I list small alignments. The sauce mix. The seat picks. The pauses. She nods. She says some people shape hard to fit. She says some people mirror to gain speed. She asks how I feel in my body when he speaks. I say warm and alert. She asks if I feel free to pick things without checking his eyes. I think. I say I do most of the time. She says to hold that line like a rope in my hand. I say I will. She squeezes my fingers once. I walk home slow. Sun hits the river. A runner passes and taps a light pole at the corner. I take a deep breath and let it out. I send a message to him. See you tonight. He replies with a thumbs up. I feel my back relax. I look at the water again and turn toward my block. Evening lands. He arrives on time. He brings a small bag with 2 items. A candle with no label and a bar of dark chocolate. He sets both on the table and says these remind him of my place. I thank him and set them aside. We eat leftovers and watch a short comedy special. We laugh and sync at 2 bits. He shifts to face me and runs a finger along my jaw. I close my eyes. He kisses me with the same even pace. I feel both drawn in and observed. The mix sits strange and sweet at once. He leaves before midnight. I lock the door and stand barefoot on the rug. I open the small bag. The candle smells like the same notes I use. The chocolate tastes like the one I buy. No labels today. No brands. Pure form. I sit with that detail for a long minute. Then I set both in a drawer. Phone buzz. Friend again. 2 words. Pace yourself. I send a small heart. I turn off the lamp and let darkness fill the room. Days pass. Our pattern holds. Small alignments stack like chairs in a hall. None heavy alone. Together they start to feel like a shape. I mark nothing on paper. I keep a loose map in my head. I place 1 new point each day. I let the lines touch but not close. He texts midweek. He wants to cook at his place. He says he knows my simple stir fry. I send a smile. At his counter he lays out the same 3 knives I keep. He salts the pan at the exact second I would. He plates food with the same swipe of a towel on the rim. We eat in quiet. He watches my eyes when I taste it. I keep my face smooth. I say it is good. He nods and eats. He walks me home after. At my door he leans in for a kiss. I step into it and let the moment run its course. His hand rests on my hip with a gentle hold. No drag. No push. He pulls back and looks at me. He says he wants to see me again tomorrow. I say yes. He smiles and leaves with a light step. I close the door. I lean my back against the wood and slide down to the floor. I laugh once without sound. My body needs rest. My mind rolls. Alignment feels like ease at first. After a while, it feels like a script. He never steps wrong. He never hesitates in big moments. He only pauses in tiny ones. A beat before an answer. A pause before a mirror. I feel the pattern in my ribs. I put my palm on my chest and press lightly. The beat slows. I get up and go to bed. Morning light slides across the floor in slow bands. I stand by the closet with coffee in hand. I pick an outfit for a late brunch and a stroll. Soft shirt in a muted tone. Jacket with a narrow cut. Dark jeans with a clean line. Shoes with white edges. I lay each piece on the bed. I smooth one sleeve with my palm. My room holds quiet. A small fan turns near the window. He texts a simple line. I am on my way. I place the cup on the table and dress. Fabric moves easy over skin. I check the mirror once. Hair tame. Collar set. Key fob on the wrist loop. I breathe in for four and out for four. Calm lands. A knock at the door. Two short taps. I open. He stands in the hall with the same jacket cut. Same muted tone. Jeans in the same wash. Shoes with white edges that match mine. Collar set the same way. Even his hair sits with a near twin part. He smiles. My mouth forms a small shape that tries to be a smile. Heat rises in my cheeks. He steps in one pace. I step back one pace. We both laugh, small and neat. He lifts his arms from his sides and looks down at our outfits like a ref who checks uniforms. We look right together. Voice soft, close to a whisper. He leans in and kisses my cheek. I set a boundary in motion without a speech. I move to grab the tote from a hook. I keep distance easy and light. He watches me slip the strap over my shoulder. His eyes scan the room in a smooth line. Chair by the window. Frame on the wall. Vase on the table. He nods at each shape like a drummer marking time. We head for the elevator. Doors open with a small bell. He waits for me to step in first. Inside, he stands a half step back. Hands loose. Eyes forward. Floor ticks down. Doors open again. We cross the lobby with heads close. A neighbor holds the door. Air outside feels crisp. Sun throws a pale gloss on concrete. We walk toward the cafe. His sleeve brushes mine every few steps. Our strides match without effort. A pigeon hops from a curb and lifts off. He looks at my shoes, then looks at his. He laughs again. I force a smile that feels thin. My friend's line from last week sits in my mind. This feels staged. I keep my face smooth. Inside the cafe, we take a table near the window. Servers move in quiet loops. He orders the same drink I order. He uses the same few words. A small pause lands before each choice, light and exact. He watches my mouth as I speak, then follows with a near copy. I feel a prickle under my skin, like static from a sweater pulled fast over hair. Not painful. Not nothing. Food arrives. Plates mirror each other. Eggs set soft. Toast in small triangles. Greens with a squeeze of lemon. He holds his fork the same way I hold mine. He cuts in the same angle. He chews with the same pause before a sip of water. I test a shift. I set the fork down on the left side of the plate for one bite. He notices and smiles. He keeps his fork on the right. A check mark in the air. Small relief. He asks about my morning. I keep it short. Stretch. Short run. A call with my brother next week. He nods like he files each point. He tells a short story about a neighbor who locks himself out. He uses clean lines only. No noise. No extra thread. I ask a follow-up. He answers with a single sentence. I stare at the matching jacket again. He notices. He looks at his sleeve and rolls the cuff one turn, as if he needs air on his wrist. I unroll my cuff and leave mine down. He watches my hand, then looks at the window. We pay and walk home on a route with light shade. He stops to tie a shoe. I stop and wait. A bus exhales at a red light. A child tries to balance on a low wall. He grins at the wobble. Our building draws near. He asks if he can see a photo I mentioned last night. I say yes. I say 2 minutes. He nods. We ride up. I open the door and hold it with a foot. He steps inside and stays near the entry. I pull the print box from the shelf and flip the lid. He stands quiet and still. I thumb through a few images until I find the one he asked about. Sun across a floor. My old place with a rug that looked like a quiet tide. He holds the edge of the photo and looks long. He smiles in a way that feels honest. You have an eye for order. I say thanks and slide the print back into the stack. He reaches for my coat hook. He hangs his jacket next to mine. The two pieces touch at the shoulders and fall in the same line. I tilt my head. The match lands hard now that both sleeves hang in view. Stitching echoes mine. Pocket angle echoes mine. Even the collar roll sits with the same wave. A low hum starts in my ears. I walk to the sink and pour water. I drink slow. He stands by the mirror near the door. He tips his head and looks at both of us. He reaches for his phone and lifts it. He waits for my eyes. I give a small nod. He shifts closer, so both of us fit in frame. Our jackets fill the shot with twin planes. I put on a smile that feels like a glove a size off. He snaps one photo. He shows me the screen. He grins. I let out a small forced laugh that sounds normal enough. We do not take another shot. I suggest a walk through the weekend market for fresh air. He says yes. He sets his jacket on his arm. I do the same. We head downstairs. The hall smells like clean floors and dust and sun. Outside, vendors call prices in sing-song lines. He keeps pace an inch behind my shoulder and shifts when I shift. He reaches for fruit when I reach for fruit. He puts his hand back when I do. A small shadow dance. We return with herbs and a loaf. He asks for water. I hand him a glass. He stands near the closet while I slice bread. The door sits half open from earlier. He glances at the gap. A sliver of shoulder seams and colors shows through. He does not push the door. He looks away. I keep my eyes on the knife. I feel his glance more than I see it. We sit and eat in quiet. Crust cracks under teeth. Oil on plates shines a little. Mint scents the room in a thin line. He leans back and watches my face. He asks if I want to see his place. He says he picked up a few new pieces for his living room. He says he wants a second look before nails go in. I nod. A visit gives me a chance to see how he lives when he does not stand in my doorway. We take the elevator in the twin building. He opens his door with a twist and a push from his shoulder. Air in his place feels cool. A small fan turns near a window. Furniture lines up tight and squared. A low couch faces a clean wall. A chair sits at the same angle as mine. A plant lives on the sill. Light slides across wood in a pale strip. He points to a frame on the floor. A print with a strong line and clean space. I nod. Good choice. He smiles. He offers a tour. I keep it brief. Living room. Kitchen with bright counters and neat jars. Hall with two doors. He opens one door to a small office. He opens the other to a bedroom. He steps aside. I step in. The room smells like clean fabric and wood. Bed tight. Two books stacked on a low table. A closet door sits half open near the wall. Inside, hangers hold shirts in a range close to mine. Jackets in cuts close to mine. Colors near mine. New tags hang from two items in front. One jacket mirrors mine from a photo 2 weeks ago. One shirt mirrors a piece I wore last weekend. Both pieces look unworn. Edges crisp. I feel a small click in my chest, like a door latch. He sees my eyes on the pieces. He steps forward and touches a sleeve with two fingers. He says he found a tailor who loves clean lines. He says work runs better when clothes fit quiet on the body. He smiles at me, then at the mirror over the low dresser. He lifts his phone and frames my shoulder with his in the glass. He says our lines meet well. A note slides through me that feels like a string pulled tight. I move one step back from the closet. I keep my tone even. I say the pieces look new. He says he refreshes in batches. He taps a tag near the cuff. He says this one waits on a final sleeve adjust. He says he will pick it up next week. The tag swings once and stops. He does not take the piece off the hanger. He does not try it on. He does not offer the jacket for me to touch. I ask for water. He brings a glass from the kitchen. He stands beside me and drinks from his own glass. We face the mirror again by chance. Our reflections line up. Same jacket shape. Same jeans. Same shoes. Same tilt of head, because he mirrors the tilt I give without thinking. My breath sits high in my chest. I lower my chin and look at the floor. He places his glass on the dresser and brushes a speck from my shoulder with a finger. The touch is light. Warmth blooms then fades. We move back to the living room. He talks about the print on the floor. He asks where I would hang it. I point to a spot on the wall. He stands in front of it and holds the frame in place. He looks back at me and raises his brows. I nod. He smiles in a bright way. He sets the frame down and notes the spot with a strip of tape. On the coffee table sits a small folder. He slides it aside to make space for our glasses. Paper inside shows a receipt with a date from this week. A jacket in a muted tone. A shirt in a shade I wore last weekend. A pair of shoes with white edges. He sees my eyes drop to the page. He covers the receipt with the folder. He laughs in a soft line and says he went over budget on wardrobe this month. I say nothing. I sip water. The air feels thick. He leans back on the couch. He looks at me with a soft face. He says he likes how our styles meet. He says pairs often clash. He says we feel easy. He He reaches for my hand. I let his fingers rest around mine. Heat moves the length of my arm. I pull back and lace my hands together in my lap. He nods as if he accepts a cue. I stand and look out the window. The courtyard lies below like a small stage. A dog trots along the path. Two kids throw a ball that rolls into a shrub. The ball pops out. Both kids laugh. I breathe in and count to four. I breathe out and count to four. Behind me, he moves around the room with light steps. A drawer slides. A hanger clicks. A phone chimes and then goes quiet. He calls my name in a low tone. I turn. He holds up two jackets. One is mine from his closet. One is mine from my own wardrobe style. Not my exact jacket, yet a near twin in every line. He asks which I prefer for him. He says he wants input because he cares about fit in pairs. He smiles. The smile looks calm. My stomach tightens. I pick the jacket already on his body. He nods and hangs both pieces back on their hooks. We sit again. He suggests a quick photo for a friend who keeps asking to see who he is seeing. He wants to send a picture with both of us in frame. I do not feel ready for that step. I ask for more time. He nods. No push. He puts his phone face down on the table. He says he will wait as long as needed. He says we move at my pace. Relief flows in and out. The mirror of my own words from last week sits inside his line. I hold the relief anyway. I stand to use the bathroom. On the way back, I pause at the bedroom doorway. The closet door still sits half open. Tags still hang. A small paper bag on the floor shows a receipt number written in pen. I note nothing else. I walk back to the couch and sit with my knees close together, hands on thighs. He asks if I want tea. I say sure. He brings two cups. He sets mine on a coaster. He sets his on an identical coaster. Steam rises in twin ribbons. We drink in silence. He watches my eyes over the rim of his cup. I keep my gaze on the window. He sets the cup down. He asks if I want to try a different street for our walk home. I say yes. He grabs his keys. We leave the print on the floor and the tape on the wall for later. On the stairs, I speak first. I say the matching outfits feel heavy today. I say it in a gentle voice. He listens with a neutral face. He asks if I feel embarrassed in public or if I feel watched in private. I say both mixed together. He nods and says he hears me. He says he will shift. He says he did not plan a copy. He says he loved how we looked in the mirror. The line lands with weight. I step aside to let a neighbor pass. We continue down. Outside, the air holds the smell of rain on warm concrete. We walk two blocks in silence. Our steps fall out of sync for the first time. He tries to match my pace again. I slow more. His stride adjusts to mine after two beats. He asks if I want to stop by a shop for flowers. I say no. He nods. We reach my building. He stops at my door. He looks at the mirror by the entry. He looks back at me. He says he will change before dinner. He says he will pick a shirt in a color I never wear. He smiles. The smile reads like goodwill. It also reads like an answer to a test I did not speak out loud. I thank him for hearing me. He steps closer. He places a hand on my shoulder. He squeezes once. He walks away with even steps. I lock the door and lean against it. Air feels thinner inside now. I take slow breaths until the tight band loosens. I hang my jacket. His jacket hung next to mine in my entry for a few minutes earlier. I see two empty hooks now, but I feel the line where two shoulders touched and fell in a shared curve. I pick up the phone and open the camera. I take one photo of the empty hooks. No reason. I save it and close the app. I walk to my closet and slide the door all the way open. Hangers shoulder to shoulder. Shirts in soft tones. Jackets in quiet cuts. Shoes lined in a row. I look at the mirror inside the door. My face looks calm. Eyes alert. I see how easy it is to read a person's outline from a room. A few choices tell a story. Another person can read the same outline. Another person can wear it. I sit on the floor with my back to the bed and hands on my knees. I speak a line out loud in a low voice. My taste belongs to me. The sound helps. I look at the jackets again. I slide one into a garment bag. I slide another into storage for spring. I leave two in reach. I want room to breathe when I dress. I stand and walk to the window. Across the courtyard, a light turns on in his unit. A figure moves behind a shade. A jacket shape passes by for a second. Hard to say which one. I close my eyes. I press my palms together and hold them there, warm and steady. I do not speak. I let my breathing set a new pace. Phone buzz. A text from him. Short line. Dinner at 8. Different color, promise. I stare at the words. I type one letter. Then delete it. I type see you then. I set the phone face down. I pull a book from the shelf and sit in the chair by the window. Words settle my mind for a few pages. Then my eyes slide off the lines. I close the book and rest it on my lap. I think about small steps that keep a person free inside a pair. I think about how to mark the line where care ends and control begins. No conclusions. Only notes to self. Dress for self. Pick for self. Keep one private choice off the table for now. I hold these in a quiet box in my head. Evening comes. I change into a light shirt with a tone I never saw on him. I pick shoes with a darker sole to break the match. I tie laces tight. I look in the mirror. Face looks steady. Shoulders set. I step to the door and reach for the knob. I stop. I turn back to the closet. I pull the door half closed. A small move. I leave space the way I want it now. 12:11 a.m. I sit at the table with the room dark and the phone face up. I open voice memos. I speak slow. I set a plan in plain lines. 2 planted likes. 1 food. 1 song. I want proof, not a feeling. I name tomorrow as day 1. I will seed both hints within 12 hours. I will log times and outcomes. I end the memo and save it with a simple title, Test 1. 12:18 a.m. I open a small notebook. First page, left corner. Date. Then 3 columns. Seed. Response. Lag. I write the first seed in clean print. Fake childhood snack. Strawberry wafer cookies. I never said this before. No photo in any feed. No mention in any chat. A simple trap with pink sugar and air in the middle. 12:23 a.m. Second seed. Fake favorite song. A slow track with a drum loop and a low synth line. No title. I will describe a hook with a 4-note rise, then a breath. I will say it always lands on a night drive. I will not play it. I will not send a link. If he mirrors, he will surface it on his own within 48 hours. I close the book. I place it under a cookbook on the shelf. I brush crumbs from the table. I wash my hands. I turn off the lamp. I sleep. 7:42 a.m. I walk the river path. Air sits cool along the water. Feet find a steady beat. I feel calm. I rehearse 2 sentences for the snack seed. I add a detail about childhood. I keep the tone light. I run home, shower, and dress. Soft shirt. Jeans. Hair neat. I brew coffee and set the mug on the window ledge. 9:03 a.m. He texts good morning. He asks if I want breakfast at my place. I say yes. He says he will bring bread and fruit. I add eggs. He says 10 minutes. I set plates and forks. I take a breath and feel my ribs expand. I tell myself to follow the script. 9:19 a.m. knock. 2 taps. Same as before. He steps in with a paper bag and a small box. Smile easy, eyes bright. I point to the counter. He sets bread down. He sets oranges down. He keeps the box in his hand. He shakes it once. A small rattle. He looks at me. Got a treat for later. He places the box near the fruit. White top. No logo. I say thanks and start the eggs. 9:27 a.m. oil warms. Pan hisses. Bread toasts. He peels oranges with quick hands and lays segments in a ring. He hums 2 lines from a song I do not know. He never hums out loud. I file it and stay with the eggs. He sets the table. He lines forks and napkins in tight rows. I feel my breath rise then settle. 9:42 a.m. We sit. We eat. Simple talk. Sleep. Weather. A joke about a runner who waved with both hands. I steer the line toward memory. I say a short story about school mornings. I keep my voice warm. I look at the table, not his face. I say I lived on strawberry wafer cookies when I felt sick. I say a grandparent kept a pack in a tin for me. I say I still love them. I add a laugh. I do not linger. I move back to the eggs. He nods and smiles. 9:49 a.m. He taps the small box. Open this. My chest tightens. I slide the lid with slow fingers. Inside sit strawberry wafer cookies in neat stacks. Pink layers. Air between. He grins. Figured we'd need dessert with breakfast. I look at him for 1 long beat. Heat moves across my scalp. I hear the line in my head before I speak it. No way that's a coincidence. My voice stays level. He laughs. Great minds. He breaks a wafer and hands me half. I lay it on the plate and do not eat. 9:52 a.m. Notebook out of sight. Phone on the counter. I press the side button to wake the screen. Time recorded by habit. I draw a line across the page in my head. Seat at 9:42. Response at 9:49. 7 minutes. I breathe in. I let it go. 10:03 a.m. He pours more coffee. He bites his wafer half and nods with a small sigh. He holds the rest to my mouth. I shake my head and smile. He eats the rest. He watches my face as he chews. I keep mine still. He wipes a crumb from his lip with the back of his hand. He stacks plates and stands. He washes dishes while I dry. We move like we rehearsed. He reaches for my towel when I finish. He folds it in the same way I fold it. He places it on the rack with the same crease. I turn to the table and gather napkins. 10:31 a.m. He heads out for a call. We kiss once at the door. He steps into the hall and looks back. He says he will text about dinner. I nod. He leaves. I lock the door and stand in silence. I walk to the shelf. I pull the notebook. I write the times. Seed. 9:42 a.m. response. 9:49 a.m. lag. 7 minutes. Note. Box arrived with breakfast. No prior mention in any channel. I add one more line. Felt staged. 12:14 p.m. I sit in the chair by the window with the book open. Words fail to settle. I close it. I listen to the building. Footsteps. A door closed 2 units down. A faucet stop. I run my tongue along my teeth to ground myself. I drink water. I write a second memo with a new title. Test 1 update. I describe the wafer event in short, clean sentences. I end with a steady voice. Phase 2 starts tonight. The song Seed. 5:02 p.m. Late sun throws long lines across the floor. He texts a plan. Quick drive to a lookout above the river. He wants to catch the last light. He will pick me up at 7. I say okay. He sends a smile. 6:13 p.m. I cook rice for myself and eat a small bowl with greens. I need steady blood sugar. I rinse the dish and set it in the rack. I wash my face. I dress in a clean shirt and jeans. No jacket. I slip the notebook into a tote and set the tote by the door. I will not write in front of him. I want it close anyway. 6:58 p.m. buzz. I take the stairs. He waits at the curb with the passenger door open. Car clean. Seat low and firm. He says I look good. He smells like soap and something herbal. I fasten the belt. He pulls away from the curb. We move through green lights toward the bridge. 7:07 p.m. He hits play on the stereo. A drum loop starts. For notes climb. Then a breath. My neck warms. A synth line slides in under the beat. He keeps one hand on the wheel and rests the other on his thigh. He looks at me for one long second. This track owns night drives. The exact hook I wrote in the seed. The exact line. 7:09 p.m. I set my eyes on the windshield. Streetlights blink past. My heart taps fast under my ribs. I count down from 10 in my head to slow it. He nods with the beat and watches the road. He says he found the track years ago and forgot it for a while. He says it came back to him this afternoon. He smiles like a boy with a lucky coin. He turns the volume up one notch. 7:12 p.m. My mouth dries. I swallow and look at the side mirror. The river glows under the bridge. I speak one sentence to check my own voice. I say the rise in the hook lands like a switch. He agrees. He repeats the sentence in a near copy. He keeps one word and swaps one. I stare at the light ahead. I keep all other words inside my teeth. 7:17 p.m. We pull into a lookout. A low wall runs along the edge. A group sits on the far end with paper cups and laughs. He kills the engine. The track fades out. He steps out. I step out. Air cools from the river. He leans on the wall with his back to the view. He talks about work in simple beats. He asks about my day. I tell him I cooked and read. He smiles and asks about the book. I give a short line. He gives the same line back with a small twist. He asks if I want to hear the track again on the way home. I nod once. 7:48 p.m. Back in the car. He presses play at the same second I settle in. The track starts from the top. He did not switch to shuffle. He did not skip. He goes straight to it. He keeps volume at the same notch as before. He talks over the intro with a memory from a road trip long ago. He describes a 2-lane road and a red sky. He uses clean details and no names. Each beat feels balanced on a knife edge. I listen with my face toward the glass. 7:59 p.m. We reach my block. He parks and kills the engine. Silence fills the car. He looks at my mouth before he looks at my eyes. He says tonight felt easy. He says songs like this do most of the work. He smiles and reaches for my hand. I let his fingers rest over mine for one beat, then ease away. I say thank you for the drive. He nods and steps out. 8:02 p.m. We stand on the sidewalk near the entry. He asks if I want to walk tomorrow. I say I will text. He reads my face for a long second, then backs off with a clear nod. He lifts a hand to his brow like a small salute. He steps away. I watch him go. I enter the building. I take the stairs. My hand shakes on the rail. 8:08 p.m. inside, door locked, lights low. I set the tote on the table. I pull the notebook. I write the second set of times. Seed. None spoken today. The song Seed landed last night in my voice memo plan for me only. First audible mention will come later this week if needed. Response. He played a track with the exact hook I planned to name. Lag. Less than 24 hours from plan to playback. Note. He framed it as a rediscovery. I add three words. Felt like Q. 8:16 p.m. I open a new memo. Test 1 summary, day 1. I speak for 1 minute. I log both outcomes in a flat tone. Cookies in 7 minutes. Song within a day. I end with a steady line. Phase 3 begins tomorrow. I will add a third low-risk detail to check for overfitting. 8:21 p.m. I set the phone down. I rinse my face with cool water. I hold the edge of the sink and breathe. I picture the wafer box on the counter next to fruit and bread. I picture his hand on the box before I spoke the seed. He brought the trap to me before I set it. He already had it in the bag. Either a guess hit or a plan sat ready. My heart kicks once, then slows. 8:29 p.m. I text my friend with two words. Quick call. She rings me back. I sit by the window and speak in short lines. I tell her about the snack. I tell her about the drive. I leave out every extra and stick to time and sequence. She stays quiet for most of it. Then she says one line. Keep writing it down. She says one more. Lock the door. I say yes. We hang up. 9:05 p.m. He sends a photo. Street lights across water from the lookout. A reflection line runs unbroken from shore to shore. He adds one sentence. Nights like this set the mood for something real. I stare at the words. My thumb hovers above the keyboard. I send a neutral reply. Pretty view. He sends a heart. I place the phone face down. 9:21 p.m. I open the notebook again. I sketch a small grid. Rows for seeds. Columns for day, time, place, form. I add two rows under the first two. Entry 3 will sit empty for now. I push the book under the cookbook and slide both to the back of the shelf. I stand at the window with the blind half open. Across the courtyard, a light turns on high in the twin building. A figure crosses. A chair scrapes. A shadow lifts an arm. The light goes off. 10:11 p.m. I sit on the floor with my back to the couch. I stretch my legs and flex my feet. Calves pull, then relax. I speak one sentence out loud in a low voice. I choose my taste. Three words. Clear air. My thumb rubs the edge of the rug. 10:34 p.m. I think about next steps. No wardrobe talk. No public scene. No grand move. Only data. My job for the next 2 days is small. Watch. Write. Confirm. I feel a calm settle into my bones. I stand. I brush my teeth. I pull the sheet up and slide under. I fall asleep with the river view still in my head and the four-note rise stuck behind my ear. 6:41 a.m. next day. I wake before the alarm. I run a short loop. I think through a small addition for the grid. A fake spice mix from a country I never visited. Too much too soon. I skip it. I keep the plan tight. I will not add noise. I shower and dress. I pour coffee. I check my phone. 6:58 a.m. A message from him. Early bird line. He says he wants to swing by with a fresh loaf he picked up. He asks if I am home. I stare at the screen. I type a short reply. Headed out in 10. He sends a thumbs up. I set the phone down. I drink the coffee fast. 7:12 a.m. knock. Two taps. I open. He steps in with a small bag. He sets it on the counter. He pulls out warm bread. He pulls out a jar of jam with no label. He smiles. Tried a new thing. He hands me a slice. We eat warm bread at the counter with no plates. He watches my hands as I lift the piece. He mirrors the angle of my wrist. He says we should plan dinner. I say we will talk later. He nods and kisses my temple. He leaves as quick as he came. 7:19 a.m. door locked. I set the bread in a bag. I write one line in the notebook. Early visit with food. No link to seeds. Monitor. 11:03 a.m. work pulls me in. Call stack. Lunch slips late. I keep the notebook in my tote by my chair. I sip water and stare at the wall between tasks. My pulse slows. A thought drops in. He may have placed the wafer box in the bag first as a general treat. Or he knew before I spoke. A general treat would look different. Wafer cookies run specific and old school. Fruit or chocolate would fit a random pick. My mind splits hairs. I breathe and set the thought down. 4:47 p.m. He texts a street photo with a second line. Found a little shop with old snacks. I zoom in. On the lower shelf sits a stack of pink packages. He adds one more line. You mentioned those this morning, wild. The time stamp on the photo reads 9:15 a.m. He sent it now, hours later. He crops so no storefront shows. He frames it tight on the shelf. My skin prickles in a thin wave from wrist to elbow. 5:02 p.m. I reply with a neutral line. Small world. He sends a smile. He asks about dinner. I keep it light and noncommittal. I say my night looks full. He says another time. He sends a heart. I put the phone away. 8:14 p.m. I sit at the table and spread the notebook and a pen. I write a summary for the second day. Early drop with bread. No direct link. Then the photo with a time gap. I list the raw times. I write no guess about motive. I keep this clean. I close the book and put it back in the same place. 9:02 p.m. I step to the window and watch the courtyard. A neighbor walks a dog with a glowing collar. A bike rolls past. Air cools. I press my forehead to the glass for one breath. I step back. I turn off the lamp. I lie down and pull the sheet to my chest. I hold one thought with both hands. Proof lives in small marks. A box on a counter 7 minutes after a line drops. A track with a four-note rise at sunset within one day of a plan. A photo with a timestamp that tells its own story. I do not need a fight. I need a record. I close my eyes. I sleep. 11:19 p.m. laptop open. Screen glow on my hands. I build a sheet from a blank grid. Columns first. Post time. Post type. Caption line. Geotag on or off. First like time. First view time for stories. First comment time. First direct message tied to the post. Arrival event within 2 hours, yes or no. Notes. I keep names out of the header. I want clean rows. I pull my own feed on the phone and scroll to the last 30 days. I do not change privacy settings. I do not post new bait. I only log what I already gave the world. I set the phone to never sleep. I place it flat on the table. I work backward from today. Row 1. A river photo at 6:12 p.m. warm light on water. Caption with 8 words. No emojis. No tags. First like hits at 6:13. First story view from the same profile at 6:14. First direct message at 6:18. A single line about the way sky meets water. The voice matches the tone I used in the caption. Arrival event at 6:33. Entry camera ping from the courtyard gate for a person who visits me twice a week. The person's unit sits across the way. The gate ping pairs with a second ping from the front door 2 minutes later. Knock at 6:37. No one at the peephole when I checked. No package on the mat. Notes, 2 pings. No ring. No buzz. I enter both times. I mark yes for arrival. Row 2. A story from noon. Coffee in a white cup near a book cover. No names in frame. No brand marks. No geotag. A single word in the caption. First view in under 1 minute from the same profile. A heart reply 2 minutes later. A text message comes at 12:09 with a photo of a cup from a shop on my block. No sign in frame. Same table grain as mine. Message line reads, needed this today. I mark the time. I enter yes for arrival. Since a third party saw a person who fits his build on my corner at 12:05. That note lives in a group chat from a friend who walked past. Row 3. A low photo of my court under lights from 2 nights back. Caption with 1 sentence about late runs. First like at 9:03 p.m. First comment at 9:05 with a line about pace and space. The phrasing mirrors a small phrase I use after games. I mark the time. I mark my own text thread from 9:18, where I sent a video to a friend with a pass from the new guy. I keep the row focused. I do not drift. I build 10 rows in 1 hour. I highlight anything under 5 minutes between post and first response from his side. Yellow fills most cells. I add a second color for any arrival within 2 hours of a post from me. A soft red fills more cells than I want to see. The sheet begins to look like a heat map. I pause and sip water. I scroll farther back to a quiet week before we met in person. Old posts. A book on a table. A plant on a sill. A river path with no people in frame. I watch views tick in from profiles I know. I see one view from his profile on the book story from that week. I never noticed this before. He watched before we spoke. I write a note. First contact on the court came later. I do not guess motive. I only log the order. I open my captions and look for small phrases I repeat. I keep a list in a side column. 3 show up more than once. He uses each one at least once in replies across 2 weeks. The gap between my use and his use runs short. Less than 1 day in one case. 3 days in another. I mark those gaps in minutes. I move to geotags. I do not tag every place. I keep tags off for my block. I tag the river path often. I tag the small market on Sundays. I tag a bookstore once a month. I pull each tag and write down the post time. Then I check messages and door pings. He appears near all 3 spots without a plan on at least 4 days. He walks into the market less than 30 minutes after my Sunday post. He texts a photo from the river path within an hour of my loop twice. He posts a story from the bookstore 2 hours after I tag it. His story frame includes the same table where I set my book. I never saw his story at the time. I look now and feel a slow rise behind my ribs. I search my gallery for old shots I never posted. 2 show a jacket on a chair and a plant on the sill in morning light. He posted similar angles in the same week we met, but he framed the plant from low to high, which is the way I frame that sill. I write a short note. Similar eye. Possibly a personal style. Possibly a mirror. No guess beyond that word. Midnight crosses to 12:01. I rub my eyes and drink more water. I stretch my neck. I return to the sheet. I open story analytics. I click one frame with a song line over river glass. He viewed first. He replied with the same 4 words. I set view time and reply time. Under 2 minutes between my post and his reaction. I select all rows with under 2 minutes. The sheet shows 9 rows in 2 weeks. I write those times down by hand on paper. I want them outside the screen. Phone buzz. Entry camera alert. Timestamp 12:07 a.m. A late figure crosses the courtyard. Hood up. Walk pace slow. The person stops near the mailboxes. No mail at that hour. The person lifts a phone and checks the screen. Head angle matches his. I watch in silence. The person leaves at 12:09. I enter both times in the sheet. I write a note. No knock. No text. I put a hand on my chest and wait for my pulse to drop. It drops. I scroll back to a month before we met. I listen to the room. No sound from the hall. I keep logging. I find a week where I posted little. He still viewed most frames first. He still replied quickest on the few stories I did share. Then a quiet day where I posted nothing. He sent a message at 8:02 p.m. 6 words about missing my voice online. I left it on read. He sent a heart 30 minutes later. No words. I add a row for days with no posts and his outreach. I mark counts for each week. The sheet needs a second tab. I name it routes. I map my usual path to the river. I mark 3 corners where he ran into me in the last 10 days. I check my own story times on those days. I see a pattern. Each run-in lands within 90 minutes of a story of the river or a photo from my window. I circle those cells. I write a line on paper. You show up where I am. I whisper the line once. I feel my skin go cool, then warm. I step into the hall for a break. I drink from the kitchen tap and stand by the sink. I keep the light off. City light gives enough. I return to the table. I add 1 more field to the main sheet. Hint in post, yes or no. A hint means a word or image I leave on purpose for my own signal. Not a trap. A marker only I would notice. I mark 2 older posts with small hints I forgot I used. His replies mirror both hints within hours. I log those times. I pull a paper calendar from the drawer. I pencil days where he arrived after my posts without a plan on the books. 6 days in 2 weeks. No flowers on those days. No notes. Only presents. I stack these dates over the sheet to see alignment. they match the heaviest clusters of fast replies. I scroll through his feed. He keeps names out of frames. He shows places more than faces. He never tags me. He never uses my lines as captions. He keeps copies inside replies and texts, not on his page. He paints a soft picture of a calm life. Runs at dawn. Tea at night. I write two lines in the notes. Public face feels steady. Private pattern moves fast. I open my message thread with him. I search for the first time he quoted one of my captions. I find it 2 days after we met. He used a two-word phrase I wrote above a night photo. He sent it as a greeting without context. I reply with a smile back then. I log it now with times. I open a folder with door camera clips. I scan dates that match heavy days in the sheet. I watch 3 short clips. In each one, he walks past the front entry without buzzing. He stops for a second near the wall where sound carries up. He looks up, not at my window but toward the line of units where my place sits. He leaves. I mark those times and place a note. No knock. No message right after. A message came later on each day. A neutral line each time. I check my contacts. I open a chat with the friend who warned me early. I scroll up to the first time she used the word staged. I copy the date into the sheet. That night shows yellow and red both. Fast reply on a caption. Arrival at the market within 30 minutes. I sit back and press my palms flat on the table to ground myself. I test a new view. I sort by his first view times across all stories. I mark any story where he watched first, and also replied with a line that reused my phrasing within 20 minutes. 4 hits. In each hit, he also appeared within 2 hours at a spot linked to the post. A cafe. The river. The grocery on my block. The courtyard path. I write those spots in a small side list and number them 1 through 4. I pull up maps and check walk times between his entry and each spot. Each walk falls under 15 minutes. I draw arrows on paper. His unit to my block. His unit to the cafe. His unit to the river path entry near the broad stair. His unit to the store. The arrows form a small wheel. My unit sits at the center spoke. I take a breath and check myself. I do not want to slip into story logic. I want record logic. I check a control. I pick 3 posts where I wrote about work without location. He replied slower on those posts. No arrival tied to those posts. I mark this and feel relief. A pattern that only hits when location or routine sits on the table points to tracking, not random sync. I set a timer for 5 minutes to avoid a long dive. I stand. I stretch my back. I walk to the window. I slide the blind 2 fingers width. The twin building sits dark on most floors. 1 window glows on his side. The light goes off. The blind goes down. I sit and return to the sheet. I add a final tab named script. I paste 2 lines I hear from him often. 1 about alignment. 1 about ease. I list the messages that carry those lines. I mark what came right before those messages from my side. In 4 cases, those lines followed a post where I used similar words in a caption. Time gaps were short. Under 2 hours. I circle each one. I close my eyes and replay a memory. A photo from his place on a night we watched a game. The book on his table sat square with the edge. He took the photo from the angle I use. He wrote a line about calm in small spaces. I wrote a line about calm in small rooms 2 days earlier under a shot of my chair. I feel a small pull in my chest and let it pass. I open a blank document and write a paragraph for later use. Short and factual. Dates. Times. Posts. Replies. Arrivals. I leave names out. I save it with a clear file name and date. I do not share it. I only store it. Phone buzz. A message from him. A photo of the river from a higher angle than mine. No people in frame. He writes 3 words. Late light heals. My caption 2 days back used a close cousin of those words. I mark the time. I do not respond. A second buzz. Entry camera ping. Front door opens. The camera sees a person pass with shoulders that look like his. Hoodie up. A bag in left hand. He does not stop. He passes through and heads for the stairs to his own side. I breathe out slow. I log it. I write a single note. Watch only. I check the clock. 1:27 a.m. I need sleep. I run a last pass over the sheet. I test for errors. I correct 1 time I typed wrong. I save and back up to a thumb drive in a drawer. I close the laptop and let my eyes adjust to dark. I sit at the table a minute longer. I think about old posts from before we met. He watched some of those. He replied to none. After we met, speed picked up. Use first. Replies fast. Arrivals more frequent. The change has shape. I do not need to name intent. I need to know the weight. I speak one line into a new voice memo. Calm voice. Plain words. Sheet built. Pattern clear. Next step will not be a scene. Next step will be more logging and a small boundary on posts. I end the memo. I lie down and watch the ceiling for a while. I fall asleep. Morning. 7:06 a.m. I wake to a light ping from the entry camera. A courier drops a box for a neighbor two doors down. I relax and close my eyes for 10 more minutes. Then I rise. I stretch. I drink water. I open the sheet and add a new row for today. I do not plan to post until evening. I want to see if silence shifts his pace. Work eats the day. Noon brings a text from him. A single line about a runner on the path who wore shoes with lights in the soles. I smile at the image and do not reply. He sends a second line at 12:21. Lunch later. I send a neutral line. Booked. He sends a thumbs up. Late afternoon, I walk to the small store for greens. I turn my phone face down in my pocket. No feed. No posts. No stories. The sun sits low. The air holds heat from the day. I pass the cafe and look inside. He sits near the window with a cup. He taps his phone. He does not look up. I stop outside the door for 2 seconds, then move on. I do not enter. I do not wave. I feel my ribs rise and fall. Slow. I reach the store and buy greens and eggs. I walk home. I add a note on the sheet. Unplanned sighting at 5:14 p.m. No post before. He stayed on my route anyway. Unknown purpose. I write the line and leave the cell blank for any link. Evening falls. I sit with the notebook open. I write a short list of rules for myself for the next week. Post with a delay. No live geotags. Caps on any home frame, so no view line shows. 2 days a week with no posts at all. Share one image only with the friend who warned me early. Use timestamps on anything I do share. Keep records in two places. Tell one person anytime a late visit happens near my door. I text my friend a photo of the sheet with rows blurred. I write a line. Logging helps. She replies fast. Keep going. She asks if I sleep with the phone on mute. I say yes. She says good. She adds one more line. If anything wakes you, call me first. I close the thread and sit with my back straight. I think about control. Not grand control. Small control. Posts. Doors. Logs. Boundaries. I do not send a summary to him. I do not hint. I do not confront in public. Not yet. I hold the data and let it cure like a small cast. I open the door camera app one more time. I scan the log for the last 3 days. Pings line up with my own posts more often than not. On the 2 days with no posts, he still came once. Short visits. No knock. I log both. I whisper the same line I wrote in the margin last night. You show up where I am. I hear my voice in the quiet room. The line sounds flat and true. I close the laptop. I set the notebook under the cookbook again. I turn off lights. I check the lock. I place my phone on the nightstand face down. I lie on my side and let my breath slow. The flowers start on a Tuesday. One bouquet leans against my door when I get home from work. No card stock. Plain note. For words in neat print. For my favorite person. Stems press into brown paper. I unlock the door and carry them inside. I cut the ends, drop them in the vase, and wipe water from the table. I tell myself to see a kind act and no more. Wednesday brings two bouquets. One waits at noon when I return for a forgotten folder. One waits at night. Both sit in plain paper. Both carry short lines with no name. My name does not appear. The notes use a pet name I have not agreed to. Sweetheart. The space between the words looks tight, like he wrote fast. I line both bundles in a second vase and a pitcher. Color crowds the window. The room smells like a florist shop. I crack the window to thin the scent. Thursday, the door camera pings twice before lunch. The first clip shows a delivery person in a uniform I do not know. The second clip shows him. Hoodie up. Head down. He sets a third bouquet at my door and steps back. He looks up toward the camera for one beat. He lifts a small card. He slides it under the paper band and leaves. The card says us, not you. The pronoun catches my throat. I set the flowers in the sink and run water. I do not put them in a vase. By Friday, the hall smells like rose water. A neighbor leaves a note on the wall that asks people to keep deliveries small. I run a finger over the tape. I sweep leaves from my mat. I send a message to him and ask to scale gifts down. He replies with a heart and three words. I hear you. That night he arrives with a bag and a smile. He asks to cook. I say okay. He moves in my kitchen like he trained for it. Knife out. Board down. Onion into a small dice with no waste. Garlic crushed and chopped. Pan hot. Oil in. Sizzle. He salts with his fingers high over the pan and tilts the onion with the blade. He drops greens and tosses twice. He turns the heat down and reaches for my bowl of lemons. He rolls one under his hand on the counter. He cuts and squeezes through his fingers to catch the seeds. He plates food in two bowls, wipes the rim with a towel, and sets both on the table with forks at a perfect angle. He lifts his eyes to mine. Let me take care of everything. The sentence lands like a stone in water. The ripples start small and expand. We eat. He watches my face more than the plate. He reaches to brush hair from my cheek with the back of his fingers. He calls me by the pet name from the notes. He says it again 2 minutes later. Then again. I say my name once to reset the room. He smiles and uses it, then slides back to the pet name before we finish the bowls. The shift feels like a hand on my elbow guiding without asking. I clear plates and wash. He dries and puts everything where it belongs. He hums the same four notes he played in the car 2 nights ago. My shoulders tighten, then drop. After dinner, he pulls a folded page from his pocket. He says he wrote out a list of small plans to make our week smooth. He sets slots for runs, dinners, and a movie on Sunday. He names a friend of mine and leaves that night blank. He says he wants that time for us. I study the page. The handwriting looks like the notes on the flowers. I ask to keep the page. He says, of course. He kisses my forehead and rests there a beat too long. Saturday, a basket sits on my mat at dawn. Bread wrapped in cloth. A jar of jam. A card with a drawing of two mugs on a table. He writes a line about quiet mornings and long life. Future talk creeps in at the edges. He adds a second line. Our place works for two. I look at the words and feel heat behind my eyes. I carry the basket inside and set it on the counter. I send a text that says thank you for the food. I add a second line that asks him to leave gifts with a name on them only. He replies with the pet name and a heart. He adds a third line. Habit is strong with me. I am learning. The words read like apology and like a rule. He ups the pace after lunch. A knock at the door. I open to find a box with a small plant in soil. He stands in the hall with his hands behind his back. He pulls out a card with a line about roots. He says the plant will live in the window light we both love. He steps in when I step back and carries the pot to the sill. He sets it near the chair at the same angle as mine. He steps close and looks at the chair. He taps the arm once like a drummer marking time. I stand with my arms at my sides and count my breaths. Four in. Four out. He reaches for my hand and brings it to his mouth. He kisses the knuckles and rests his lips there for a second. He speaks against skin. He repeats the pet name and adds a pledge to keep making things easy. The word easy sits on my tongue like a chalky pill that needs water. He sets my hand down and opens a bag. He unloads candles, fruit, and a small tin with tea. He lines them on the table in a grid. He asks which I prefer. I pick one candle and set the rest aside. He watches my choices like a test. He leaves at dusk and returns at 8 with a full bag for dinner. He moves through the kitchen the same way as last night. He changes one herb. He uses the same pinch of salt and the same squeeze of lemon. He plates with the same wipe of the rim. He calls me by the pet name between steps. He tells a short story about a small town and a porch in summer. He adds us to the story before it ends. I keep my face calm and say nothing. We eat. He cleans. He kisses me at the sink and asks to stay. I shake my head and point to the door with my chin. He nods and leaves without a fight. He texts a heart when he reaches his unit. Sunday, I wake to the sound of paper sliding under my door. A note reads, "Our movie at 3. He lists two titles I mentioned in a chat with a friend 2 days ago. He does not ask which one I want. He says he booked a seat at a small theater. He lists my favorite row inside. I did not tell him that detail out loud. He uses the row I pick when I go alone. I sit on the floor with the paper in my hands and feel the air slide in and out of my chest. I send a text to move the time. He replies with the pet name and says he already bought tickets. I say I will meet him at the theater. He sends a heart and a smile. On the way out, I pass three bouquets lined along the hall by my door. A neighbor walks by and glances down, then looks at me. I raise my shoulders and lower them. She nods and keeps moving. I carry two of the bouquets to the trash room and leave one near the mailboxes for anyone to take. I wipe petals from my mat. I lock up and head out. At the theater, he stands under the awning with two tickets in his hand. He leans in for a kiss and lands it near my mouth. I turn my face at the last second and give him cheek. He holds my elbow for a beat. He asks if I am okay. I say I am fine and step inside. He follows. He picks the row I prefer. He sets a jacket on the seat to my left like a placeholder for an invisible friend. He lifts the armrest on his side. I push it back down and keep my hands in my lap. He glances at the armrest and then at the screen. The lights dim. The movie ends. He stands and pulls the jacket from the empty seat. He holds it tight. We walk out to the street. He asks if I want dinner at his place. I say I need an early night. He nods and looks at his watch. He says he will walk me home. I say no. He says he will walk behind me and peel off at the corner. He smiles. I say good night and head for the train. Back at my building, the entry hall sits quiet. I cross to the elevator. The doors open. He steps out. He holds a bag with two small boxes and a wrapped bundle. He smiles like a person who timed a surprise right. He says he wanted to send me off with dessert. He tries the pet name again. The sound hits me like a tap to the forehead. I say his name, not the pet name. He lines his lips and nods. We stand near my door. I shift my tote to my other shoulder and reach for the keypad. Four buttons light under my fingers. The lock beeps and shifts. He sets the bag on the floor. He tilts his head and watches my hand. I push the door open and step inside halfway. I turn to him and say goodnight. He nods and reaches to grab the bag. He sets it inside the entry on the floor without crossing the threshold. He smiles, then glances at the keypad. He lifts his hand and taps four numbers on the pad in a smooth line. The lock gives a sharp beep that means no. He smiles wider, but the smile stops short of his eyes. He taps another set of numbers. The same tone. He glances at my face. He laughs a small laugh and says he thought I told him the code when we joked about birthdays last week. We did not. He taps a third sequence and watches the light. The light stays red. My chest goes cold and then hot. I lift my hand and cover the pad with my palm. I look at his eyes until he looks down. I say we will not do that again. I say I never gave him the code. I ask him to hand me the bag and step back. He steps back at once. He holds up both hands. He nods and says he got carried away. He uses my name, not the pet name. He says he heard me. He adds one more line. He says he wants this to feel safe. I take the bag and keep my face calm. I say goodnight. He takes a step back. He does not turn yet. He looks at the door and then at me. He says he will call in the morning. He leaves. I set the bag on the table and lock the door. I stand in the entry with both hands on the wood. My hands shake. I breathe slow until the shake settles. I carry the boxes to the counter and open them. Two small cakes and a note in the same hand as the flowers. The note says we are a team. The word team sticks to my tongue. I throw the note away and put both cakes in the fridge. I wash my hands with hot water and soap. I dry them on the towel he folded two nights ago. I refold it my way. The next day he sends a good morning line with a photo of the river. He asks if I slept well. He calls me by the pet name again. I reply with a short line. Busy day. He sends a heart and a plan for dinner. I do not answer. He sends a second plan with a menu he knows I like. He says he will shop and cook and clean. He says I will not lift a finger. The offer reads like care and like control. I reply with a new line. I will cook tonight. If you come, you bring nothing. He answers with one word. Deal. At 6 he knocks. I open the door and keep my body in the frame. He holds out empty hands and wiggles his fingers. He smiles. He says he kept the deal. His eyes flick to the keypad and back to my face. He does not touch it. I step aside and let him in. I hand him a towel and ask him to dry. I cook a simple meal. I plate. I set a fork and a spoon at his spot. He sits and waits for me to sit. He eats slow and keeps his eyes on me. He does not use the pet name. My shoulders drop. After dinner, he reaches for the sink. He washes. He places the towel on the rack. He moves to the entry and looks at his shoes. He does not reach for the lock. He looks at me and says he wants to make things clean for us. He uses the word us again. He keeps his tone low. He asks to leave a sweater here. He says it makes sense because he visits often and the evenings run cool. I shake my head. He nods and says okay. He leaves with soft steps. The door closes. 2 hours later, a knock. I look through the peephole. He stands there with a small bag. He calls my name in a low voice. He says I forgot a box from last night. I open the door a crack. He slides the bag into the gap and steps back. I open the bag. Inside sits a bottle of oil and a folded card. The card says next time we will cook together. The next underlines the future. I set the card on the table and stare at it until the words blur. The next morning the door camera pings at 7:03. A courier leaves a box. I bring it inside and open it. A kit for herbs and a long planter. Soil pucks. Seeds. A folded sheet with a guide. No brand on the sheet. A note in his hand sits on top. It says our window will look good with green. I set the kit in the closet and close the door. He texts at noon with a new pet name. A longer one made from a private joke. He adds a photo of breakfast and a line about missing my voice in the morning. I do not reply. He sends a voice note. He says my name and asks me to play it later if my day runs long. I delete the note without listening. I breathe out and find the center of the room with my eyes. At night he shows up with two bags even though I told him to bring nothing. He says he did not want me to lift a pan. He speaks with pride at the word care. He unloads a full meal on the counter. He sets a small candle near the sink and lights it. He calls me by the pet name and asks for my hand. I say no. I say we eat after I change. I walk to the bedroom and close the door. I stand with my back to the wood and let air move through my nose and out of my mouth. I count to 20. I return to the kitchen. He stands by the counter with both hands in front of his chest like someone who wants to show peace. We eat. He talks about winter plans as if a calendar exists with both names on it. He mentions a weekend away and a move next year to a larger place. He lists a couch and a rug in a tone that suggests both sit in the room already. I use small words. I use present tense. I return to the plate and the fork. He does not take the hint. He says he will book a place by the water. He says I will love it. He says our photos will look good there. I say I have not agreed to a trip. He blinks twice. He smiles and says we have time. We finish and clean. He lingers at the door. He leans close and speaks my name. He asks to stay. I say no. He kisses my cheek and shuts his eyes. He whispers the pet name like a prayer. He opens his eyes and looks at the keypad. He does not touch it. He says he will text in the morning. He leaves. This pace holds for days. Gifts stack. Notes use the pet name and are in the same breath. Dinners arrive with no ask. Plans appear in my messages like tasks on a shared board I never joined. The air in the room shifts. What felt like generosity now feels like weather. It comes on fast. It fills space. It bends small things in its path. I move through it and breathe. I make a small line for myself. I will not accept gifts at the door without a name. I will not take food I did not request. I will not allow free use of my kitchen on nights I need quiet. I will not let any person touch my lock or guess a code. I write the line on paper and tape it inside a cabinet where only I will see it. I tell one friend this rule exists. She writes back one line. Hold the line. He feels the shift. He slows the flowers and pushes time together instead. He sends a list of tiny scenes he wants to create for us. Coffee at dawn. 3 markets in one day. A shared run in the rain. A night where he cooks and I pick music and we do not speak for an hour. The list reads like a script. He uses the pet name in the header. I reply with a single line. I will pick what I want when I want. He sends a heart and a quiet face. He says he will be outside at 6 to walk me to the gym. I let the message sit unread. At 6 the door camera shows him at the entry with a towel around his neck and a bottle of water in his hand. He waits 3 minutes. He leaves when I do not appear. He sends a heart after he reaches his unit. He waits 2 hours and sends a photo of his breakfast. The plate mirrors how I plate. Toast at a clean angle. Fruit in a line. Late that night I hear the keypad outside my door beep twice. 2 sets of tones. Both wrong. I stand barefoot on the rug with my phone in my hand. I do not open the door. I watch the peephole. The hall sits empty. I look at the camera feed. No person stands in frame. It could be a neighbor who forgot a code. It could be him. My body reads it one way. My mind holds both. I sleep in a light way and wake with the sun. text from him. 2 lines. He says he slept little. He says he misses me. He uses the pet name again. I wait an hour and send a short reply. Busy day. He sends a heart. He adds a plan for dinner. I do not answer. Evening comes. I cook for myself and keep the door locked. I stand in the kitchen and listen to the building. Pipes. Footsteps. Doors. No knock. No flowers. No cards. I sit and eat in peace. I feel air move through rooms like a tide when the wind shifts. I hold my fork in my right hand and watch light fall across the table. I finish. I wash the plate and set it to dry. I turn each lock and check each window.